This morning I'm proclaiming the word of God from the Hebrews reading. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we receive your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may approach you with confidence through Christ. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. When in life we face temptation or difficulty or suffering, it can be of great encouragement to know that there are other people who are going through what we are going through, to know that we are not alone in the struggles that we face. Think about a young mum who wakes up to the cry of a baby, the sun hasn't yet risen, and she wonders how she is going to get through the day, where she will find the emotional strength and energy to serve as she needs to as a mother. She's going to find it encouraging to know that she is not alone. There are other mothers going through the same thing, facing the same sorts of struggles. Or imagine someone who's just been diagnosed with a serious disease. What's going to happen to them in their imagination as they think about the future, as they think about what will happen to their bodies? They can find comfort in knowing that they are not alone. There are other people who face the same diagnosis, who face the same difficulty. Or think of a married couple going through conflict and crisis that they'd never anticipated would happen in their married life. For them to know other married couples are going through the same thing, that these struggles aren't unique, that they are human struggles, it can be a great comfort and encouragement just to know this. It can be more encouraging when we face these sorts of situations to know that there are people who have faced these sorts of struggles and temptations and got through them. To know that they weren't knocked down by them, but that they could walk through them to a stronger path of life. When we are facing temptations and struggles ourselves, in other words, it's comforting to know there are people who share our struggles, but it's more than comforting or encouraging to receive help from those who have gone before us, who have already got through them, who can give us not only advice, but help, practical help, to know that we can get up and walk through them. Now, in today's Hebrews reading, we hear that our Lord Jesus Christ is one who knows our struggles, who knows the temptations that we face as human beings. We are never alone when we face temptation. We are never alone when we face suffering and struggle. Our text also assures us that not only are we not alone with Christ, but that Christ has gone before us and shows us the way ahead. It's Christ who lifts us up and takes us into the presence of the Father so that we may stand with confidence and boldness before our God to ask for help in our times of need. The first thing our reading assures us of is that Christ is the one who has walked the path to the Father, who has opened the way for us, who shows us the way ahead. He's the one who is our great high priest, who leads us into the gracious presence of God our Father. This is what the text says, "Hear the word of the Lord." Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. The book of Hebrews can be a difficult book to read. There are a lot of verbal echoes from the Old Testament, a lot of imagery from the Old Testament, and even if we know our Old Testaments very well, it can still be hard to get all the illusions that are going on. And yet there are simple images that can help us get to the heart of the matter. Back in Old Testament times, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take incense and the blood of a sacrificial animal through the curtain into the Holy of Holies to present the petitions of the people before God. Only the high priest could do this. Only with the blood of a sacrificial animal. Only on the Day of Atonement. Only through the curtain. We are assured that Christ is our true high priest, who does not come with the blood of a sacrificial animal, but his own blood shed for us. We are reminded that when Jesus was crucified, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, that Christ Jesus enters the heavenly sanctuary on our behalf to present petitions for us. Christ Jesus opens up the way to God the Father for us as a true high priest. We are encouraged because of this to hold on to the confession that we have. Let's think about the confession that we have. Do you remember the Sunday before Lent? We heard the gospel reading then of the Transfiguration, Christ revealed in glory on his path to the cross. And we heard the words of the Father that Jesus is the Son, the Beloved, the Chosen One. We have a confession of faith that agrees with the words of the Father. We say of Jesus, "You are the Son of God. You are the Chosen One. You are the one that we listen to because when you speak, we hear the words of God." We hold fast to this confession of faith, agreeing with God the Father about who Jesus is, and knowing that in this confession of faith, we have encouragement to follow our Lord Jesus where he leads, into the very presence, the gracious presence of God our Father. The second thing that our text assures us of, is that Christ Jesus knows our struggles, that he faced the same temptations that we face in life. Hear again the word of the Lord. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin." Christ Jesus was tested. Do you remember the first Sunday of Lent in the Gospel reading? Do you remember what we heard about there? That Christ in the desert was tested by the devil. Tested in very real ways that we can understand too. The first temptation was a temptation regarding the bodily need. Christ Jesus had fasted for 40 days and was famished and was tempted to turn stone into bread. We know about being tempted according to bodily need, don't we? Our Lord knew about it too, being famished. Jesus was also tempted by the devil in the desert to avoid suffering by doing evil. Sometimes in life we can think an easier way out could be had if we just did what's wrong, if we lied, or if we stole, or if we cheated. Jesus knows about this temptation. The devil said to him, "Worship me and I will give you all the kingdoms of the world." He knows what it's like to be tempted in this way. Jesus also knows what it's like to be tempted to try and force God's hand, to make God prove himself. The devil tempted him, "Come, jump. The angels will hold you up. Does not God's word say so?" Jesus knew what it's like to want God to reveal himself in a miraculous way, to prove himself. But we remember that Jesus did not fall, but stood as our champion in temptation. Today, on this Good Friday, we also remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was tested by suffering abuse at the hands of hardened sinners. Our Lord Jesus Christ was rejected by political authority, rejected by religious authority. He was abandoned by his followers and his friends. If you have experienced rejection in your life and abandonment in your life, your Lord Jesus knows what it's like too. He suffered the same sort of thing. He was tested in the same way. Because Jesus did not fall, because he withstood temptation as our champion, he is the one who opened the path for us to God our Father. That's why we can hear these words and hear the word of the Lord. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through his blood, offers us indeed a sacrifice that covers our sins. But more than that, he gives us a place to stand before God, so that we can place our petitions to our Father, knowing that we will be heard according to his grace. The third thing our reading assures us of today is that Jesus knows our struggles as a real human being. We could think to ourselves, yes, Jesus suffered temptations and trials and difficulties and bodily afflictions, but he was the Son of God. He was never going to fail, so he doesn't really know what it's like. It's true that Jesus is the Son of God, Son of the Father from eternity. This is the confession that we hold on to, and we agree with God our Father in his evaluation. We make this our confession. But we also confess that Jesus is a real human being, born of the Virgin Mary, that he suffered real human sufferings, that he knows what it's like to be a real human being. Hear the word of the Lord. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source to eternal salvation for all who believe in him. Jesus was already the Son of God, and he took the path of the cross as a real human being, with the groans and sighs of a real human being, with the tears of a real human being, with the desire to avoid suffering that a real human being has. Father, let this cup pass from me, if it's your will. Yet not my will, but yours be done. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, our true God, who suffers for us, a true human being, our brother, who knows what it's like to have flesh and blood, who knows what it's like to be tempted, who knows what it's like to suffer bodily affliction and rejection and abuse. Our Lord knows we are never alone. It's this gracious Lord who passes through the veil. It's this gracious Lord who brings us into the presence of God our Father, who stands us on our feet so that we can present our prayers and petitions to him. Today, in this service, we will do this in our bidding prayer. We will stand at the beginning of this prayer and be reminded of what we are doing, presenting petitions of need for ourselves and for our world. And we will know that God, our Father, because of Christ Jesus, our great High Priest, will hear us in His grace. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.